up to Gemara. We're going to start from the first line on Chof Vav Medvez, the last word on the line. But this time, we're going to learn it together with Rashi. Amar Rava. Amar Rava bar Ravun Amar Rav. Shalosh Achis, three sisters, Yevamos, Shenaflu Lifnei Shnei Achim Yevamim. So there were five brothers, three married sisters, they all died, and the three ladies fell Yibum in front of the two brothers. Rashi, Lifnei Shnei Achim Yevamim, Klemar, Lifnei Shnei Achei Balehen, in front of two brothers of their husbands, Shehem Yevameyem, who are their Yevamos. Zechai Litliachas, Vezechai Litliachas. One of the brothers gives Chalitza to Reuven's wife, and one of the brothers gives Chalitza to, the way Rashi sets it up, the Gemara sets it up, is Reuven gives Chalitza to one of the, brother A who died, and Shimon gives Chalitza to brother B, brother B's wife. Then Tzoyes, which Rashi learns is Lav Davka, Tzoricha Chalitza Mishneyim, needs Chalitza from both Reuven and Shimon. Rashi, and Tzoyes claim is Shlishis, V'Lav Davka Nukit, it doesn't mean to stress middle. Amalei Rabba, so Rabba says to Rabba Baravuna, B'dekamret Em Tzoyes Tzoricha Chalitza Mishneyim, since you say the middle one needs chalitza from both of them, kasavrit yesh zika, that means you hold that there's a problem here of zika, because if not, we would allow one chalitza, we wouldn't require both chalitzas. So therefore, have a chalitza psula. Zika makes it that you can't marry woman number three, and since you can't marry woman number three, well, the truth is, at this point, you can't marry woman number three because she's a chayis chalutzasai. But either way, you can't do yibum to woman number three. So therefore, the chalitza is a lesser form of chalitza rabbinically. And again, I want to stress that biblically, there's no issur of a chayis chalutzasai. Biblically, you can marry this woman. But since the Rabbanan banned it, Therefore, it's a weaker chalitza, and since it's a weaker chalitza, because you don't have the option of yibum, the chalitza psula tzarich la'achzar kolach. Biblically speaking, there's nothing wrong. She's a chayis chalutzasai, which biblically is not prohibited. The question is that let's catch up with Rashi. Now Rashi explains. That the mitzvah zikas yibum is strong enough that they both have zika to this third woman. It is a weaker chalitza. She doesn't have the option of yibum. It's not a good chalitza. Because it won't remove the zika. It's a very important Rashi. Because the question is, what does this have to do with Zika? The third one is Achayis Chalutzasai. Yes, Zika, no Zika, you can't be Meyabim her, not because she's your sister of the Zakuka, she's the sister of your Chalutza. Again, Reuven gave Chalitza to A, his wife, and Shimon gave Chalitza to B, his wife. Now, here comes C's wife, she is the sister of Reuven's Chalutza and of Shimon's Chalutza. What does this have to do with Zika? But the Gemara seems to say, this has to do with Zika. Why does this have anything to do with Zika? Zika would be, if nobody did Chalitza yet to anybody, and then there's two women that fall, each one is a Chalitza Kukasa. But that's not what's happening here. What's happening here is, Reuven gave Chalitza to A's wife, and Shimon gave Chalitza to B's wife. And now C died.
There's no Zika left on either of those two.
There is Zika. It's not zikuk. What does yes zik have to do with this? They can't do yibum because it's a chayis chalutzasai. That's the reason they can't do Yibum. Why can't Reuben be Meyabim Levi's wife? Because he was he did Chalitza to Reuben, to A's wife. Sorry. Why can't Reuben do Chalitza to C's wife? Because he did Chalitza to A's wife. Why can't Shimon do Chalitza to... Why can't Reuben be Meyabim C's wife? Because he was Chalitza to her sister. And why can't Shimon? Because he was Chalitza's sister. What does this have to do with Zika? Zokt Rashi, and it's a very important Rashi. If there would be no strong Zika rabbinically, it wouldn't bother us that a weak Chalitza takes it off. So it's a weak Chalitza. But biblically it's a good Chalitza. Why should the Rabbanon step in and say, not enough? Why should the Rabbanon say that if you can't do Yibum, it's not a good enough Chalitza? Why not? Because Zika is strong. And since Zika is strong, it needs a strong Chalitza. That's what the Gemara is saying. Let me read it in Rashi again. Kalaimah. Since you're saying that C's wife needs chalitza from both of them, that Zika is strong enough.
Strong?
Lima means strong. Lemir me to place it atavayu on both of them. The ha chalitza korcha chalitza psuli. Klema gerua, it's a weaker one. Shimratul ya ben yochel. Na chayz chalitza seyu. It's not a good chalitza. She has to go to both brothers. Because the zika of both of them will not get off by the chalitza of one. Because zika is strong. Yes, zika. If we would only deal biblically, we would say, listen, so what if it's a weaker chalitza? Bottom line is, it's a good chalitza. This is what the Torah wanted. But since Rabbanan make Zika strong, they want a stronger Zika to, a chalitza to remove it. That's why the Gemara makes this dependent on yes Zika. Because if ain't Zika, if Rabbanan had not strengthened Zika, then we would be happy with chalitza psula. Then chalitza psula would be good enough. It is a chalitza. It's biblically good. Why should Rabbanan say we need a stronger chalitza? If they strengthen Zika, and they said both of them are bound to this lady, strong, with a strength, then they would want a strong chalitza to remove that strong Zika. But if you hold a Zika, that means it's not such a strong bond. It's a biblical requirement. One can do it. Why would we need both to do it? That's what Rashi is telling me. It's a very important Rashi in understanding the sugya.
If it's so strong, let him do Yibum then.
He can't do Yibum. It's Achayitz Chalutasa.
No, but a strong Zika.
But Achayitz Chalutasa is Asar.
It's enough to take off.
Again, Achayitz Chalutasa forbids Yibum. But if it would be Ein Zika, we would say, fine, you can't do Yibum, so do Chalitza, do a weak Chalitza.
What's a weak Chalitza? Only one brother should do it?
No, yeah, only one brother should do it. Why doesn't it work when one brother does it?
Why are you brother doing it, not the other brother?
Only one brother has to do chalitza.
The Zika's removed once it happens.
Once one chalitza is done, the Zika's removed. Since Rabbanan strengthened the Zika, they strengthened the requirement of what kind of chalitza is necessary.
But only one person has to do it.
Biblically.
It doesn't matter.
Biblically.
Even on a strong Zika, there's two brothers. The lady falls to two brothers.
That's because it's not a weak chalitza, because he has the option of Yibum. The fact that he has no option of Yibum makes this a weak chalitza. So what if it's a weak chalitza? So it's a weak chalitza. So a weak chalitza removes it. But since it's a strong Zika, a weak chalitza cannot remove it.
Stronger than a case where there's only two brothers. Forget about it. A lady falls.
But there's no problem. There he can do Yibum.
How about those two brothers?
So one of them can do Yibum.
Okay, that's
I said two brothers that died. Two brothers that died, the two brothers that are alive. I don't know what you mean.
No, a lady falls to two brothers.
So one does Chalitza.
Or Yibum, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is that a strong Zika or not a strong Zika?
It's a strong Zika with a strong Chalitza.
I mean, it's
a strong Zika with a strong Chalitza.
We're not gaining.
A strong chalitza can remove a strong zika. A weak chalitza cannot remove a strong zika.
So why did they make a strong zika for?
That's what Rabbana said. He had zika. That's what the Gemara is proving.
It's not the same zika we had before in the last parak, right?
Yes, it is.
No,
again, rabbinically, you're back to the same question eight times. Rabbinically, not biblically. You seem to be frustrated.
No, because I don't know why he made it strong, didn't make it strong. Why did Rabbana make it strong?
I don't know. I wasn't there in the thought process. I can tell you what I think, but I'm not sure. They wanted people to understand the importance of this zika. They gave it teeth because I guess people didn't take it so seriously. Again, this is speculative. You know, I hate to speculate. That's a separate issue.
No, but that's part of it.
It's the opposite.
No. If she's doing chalitza of both, let him just do one. And then.
That was the second svara. That's what we hold. Ein zika is an iser levato mitzvah yevamon. No, yes, zika means it's zika. Nothing to do with the issue of atomism.
Why
does
he
have
both? Why doesn't he have both?
I don't understand what you're talking
about. Let him do on one of them, and then once he does the chalitza, the other one, there's
the. It's chalitza. It's also the rabbanim, but the rice, it's still they're still bound to her. She requires yibum. He can't do yibum because Rabbanan didn't let him. Biblically, there's nothing wrong with Achai Shkol and Tzatzai. Frankly, Gemari, Haki Kamai Tsunami. So why can he do Chalitza to the first one by himself? Since all three are waiting here, and you hold Yazika, so each one is Achai Shkol Tzatzai, so he can't do yibum. So why is this chalitza good enough? It's a weak chalitza.
Before the chalitza?
Three brothers died. All three women are waiting.
Right.
They're each achais to kukasai. He can't do yibum to any of them.
Why?
Because they're a sister of the other woman that's bound to him. The whole Yezika, he's not allowed to marry the sister of any woman bound to him.
So he can't miyab, he shouldn't be able to miyab.
He can't be miyab any of the
right,
three.
So
the chalitza is a chalitza psula.
Only one brother do it.
So it's a chalitza psula. It's a weaker chalitza.
So what should we say then?
Both brothers should do chalitza to all three women. And that's not what it says. It says Reuven does one, Shimon does the other, and they both do the third. Yachi kamai tsunami. The first one also. Zaktrashi kamaisa. Shtayim rishaynis. Nami liboy chalitza mishneyam. The chalitzas and nami la amal yasi. The chalitza is also not strong. And for the Gemara, you're right. Either nafu b'pasachas, and all three brothers died before, doesn't mean the same minute, before any chalitza or yibum was done, hachinami. You're right. Then every brother would have to do chalitza to all three. These three women would be subject to double chalitzas. Rashi b'bas achas kloimer imbo lachlis ka'achas, which means shlo yispika rishayna lachlitz. The first one did not get her chalitza. Achinaf legam ashniya vashlishis. Rashi doesn't want you to think bas achas means same instant. Hachinami de kulon tzrichas lachzar kolachem. They would have to get chalitza from all brothers. What happened over here was letzricha the novel bezuachazu. Back to the Gemara. Each night. Consecutively, not before, meaning one died, got chalitza, the other one died, got chalitza, and then the third died.
Wait, so, one died, it's the same issue.
Only one sister is here. There's no achayitz dekatzai, there's no achayitz chalitzasai. There's only one yavama. Reuben can do yibum. He can do yibum right now. If you wanted to, why can't he be miyabmer? One of his brothers died. What? Or Shimon. One of the two could do yibum. There's no achai chalutzas. There's no achai zukukasai. So what happened was chalutzah Reuven. He could have done yibum. He decided to do chalitza. Not for idach. Now the second one died. Now, to Reuven, it's a chayitz chalutzasai. But to Shimon, she's 100% mutter. She's not a chayitz chalutzasai. Reuven's the first one's taken care of already. So he can do yibum. So therefore, he decided to do chalutzah. So now, the third one dies. And she is in a position where no yibum can be done because she's a chayitz chalutzasai of Reuven and a chayitz chalutzasai of Shimon. And therefore, whatever chalitza is going to happen is weak. And based on the fact that there is Zika, a weak chalitza cannot remove a strong Zika.
I guess you're still getting stuck on the fact that they can't do Yibum.
Yes, they can, if they died. They could have done Yibum. They can't, exactly.
Huh?
They can't.
Then there should be no chalitza.
Why not?
Because there's no Yibum, there's no chalitza.
Biblically. Biblically, this is not biblical. This is not biblical. Zakti Gemara, Nafli Idach, Chalos Lehai Mavkazi Kasai, Chalos Lehai Mavkazi Kasai. Each of them have to do Chalitza, because the Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula, and because, yes, Zika, and this is the key here, because Zika made it strong, you need a strong chalitza to remove the strong Zika. A weak chalitza cannot remove a strong Zika. So therefore you need two weak ones. One to take care of his business, and one to take care of his other business. Zakt Rashi. Hachad enoflu zu achazu. Nifulasa shozu. Achar chalitzasa shozu. One fell after the chalitza of the first one. Noflu lachada chalos laruve. The chalitza ksheira haisa. That was a perfectly good chalitza. Shimratzi Yahu Yeliabim. You know, we're using the word Sheiram Tula, strong and weak. Nafli Ida Chalos Lashem and the Gamzuk Sheira. This is also kosher. Shimratzi Miyabim, the Inkan Achaisa Kuka. Shikvar Cholza Achaisa, Kaidim the Fila Zu, because her sister already got Chalitza. Nafli Shlishis, now Yibai Liyavum Elibatzi. Now they can't do Yibu. Da Achais Chalutzi Shneimi. She's the sister of both of them's chalutza. Ubeloi klum nami loy navka. Aye, Dr. Harris had a question. If you can't do yibum, you shouldn't need chalutza. Rashi asked a question. Dr. Rashi, da chayitz chalutza, ain't only divrei zayfrim. It's only rabbinic. L'kamam v'achaylitz. Biblically, she is eligible for yibum. Hilkach, chalitzai chalitza kolduhu. This one does a chalitza minimal, meaning weak. It is not a strong chalitza. Shim chofetz lo yedem. If he wanted to, he could not do yibum. Miu chalitzas v'zikasa shtar m'shavah shteim l'geruah. Bottom line is, he can't do yibum, he can only do chalitza. So he can't take care of his brother's zika because it's too strong, but he can take care of his own. Pankah zikasa v'chalitzas chalitzai mavka zika. So had there been ein zika, we wouldn't have required both. But since yet Zika, each one has to take care of their own business because they don't have the option of Yibum. And a weak chalitza cannot help the other guy's brother. That's what we're saying.
What does it mean, Shehim Chafetz Lo Yibum?
If he wanted to do, he couldn't do Yibum. If he had desired, he wouldn't be able to do Yibum because it's a chayitz chalitzasa.
Bid Rabbana.
Correct. That's what makes this a weak Zika, a weak chalitza.
If she was to go to Shuk, she'd be over to Arisa.
Correct. But you see, Aisha Samecha Chutalizar. She's not an Erva. But the Arisa, she's a wonderful lady. You can do Yibam to her. So what if you did Chalitza to her sister?
She would be over a Lav.
What Lav?
No, would she be over a Lav?
She would be over a Lav. She got married without the benefit of Yibam or Chalitza. See, this happens many, many times in Masechtas Yevamos. That biblically, this woman is perfectly eligible for both Yibum and Chalitza. The Rabbanan stepped in and said, no Yibum. When the Rabbanan step in and say no Yibum, it's rabbinic. They can't take away her obligation to get Chalitza. For instance, Chai Ve'Lavin. We said, Esses Dechalaises. Really, person can be Miyabim, his brother's wife, even if she's a Mamzeres. But he can only live with her one time. And Rabbanan were afraid, if we let him live one time, he'll live a second time. So they banned Yibum.
And they
What?
She has to have
Felicia. Absolutely. Biblically, she could have Yibo. The rule of Kol She'ein Na'ayla L'Yibam Ein Na'ayla L'Chalitza is only if she's biblically restricted for Yibo. There's only one exception to that rule. Kohen Gadol with an Amanim and an Asur. Track the Gemara. Four lines to the bottom. The Amar Rav Ein Zika. Didn't Rav and Daf Yudches Yudayinim and Beis say he doesn't hold of Zika? And if he doesn't hold of Zika, there's no reason that a weak Chalitza can't remove it off of both brothers. How can you, Rav, say this halacha when he himself personally holds Ein Zika? And if he holds Ein Zika, a weak Chalitza can remove the requirement here. And here Rav says that she needs the Chalitza from both brothers because a weak Chalitza can't remove it, and that's because the bond is so strong, because of Yezika. And for the Gemara, let me just finish four more words. Five words. And for the Gemara, L'divrei Ya'omer, yes, Zika Kamar. You're right. Rav personally would not say this halacha. But he's saying, if you hold Yezika, you need Chalitza from both brothers. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
Is it not between Yesh Zika and Ein Zika?
There's a lot of Nafkamina.
Would one Nafkamina be if someone from the Shuk went and took her?
No.
Why?
Because that's biblical. We seem to be struggling here, and it seems to be across the board, to differentiate between biblical and rabbinic.
Okay, so. Derisa.
So I'm very happy to hear because people take rabbinic so seriously that they don't see the difference.
No. So when she falls to Yibo, or whatever, two brothers, if you hold Ein Zika, what is, so she's,
again, the word Zika, okay, let me retry to do this again in a different way. Let me try to hit it from a different angle. There's two, Zika has two meanings in Webster's. The biblical meaning and the rabbinic meaning. Biblically, the word Zika means the prohibition for this woman to marry anybody without the benefit of Yibum or Chalitza. That's what the word Zika...
Would it be typhus?
Like every other love.
The regular love.
Truth is, according to one man, the other, it's not, but for our sake, yes. For our sake, yes. That's what the Bible in Webster's, when it says Zika, A. I don't know how they do it in Webster's. One or two, or A and B, I'm not sure. I think one and two. One, biblically, the obligation, the prohibition of woman getting married without the benefit of her bond released by Chalitza or Yibum. Two, rabbinically, it imposes some marital aspects on this woman as if she were married rabbinically. It's a different translation of the word Zika. When we talk yes, Zika, ain't Zika, we are not talking about the biblical prohibition of this woman to get married. That is in the Torah. It's written. There's no way around that. We are talking now whether the Rabbanan put marital status to certain things into this bond between this man and the Yavama. Did they add some kind of marital halachas? Like, don't marry her relatives. Like, Rashi brought down, he can be made for her nedarim. Like, the chalitza psula won't work. Because there's some marital relation here that they strengthened this prohibition into a bond. The Torah made a prohibition. They went and made this prohibition stronger into a bond, if you hold Jessica. The old Ein Zika is they left the Torah alone. It's a prohibition. They didn't add any aspects to this prohibition. So, Yes Zika and Ein Zika is what did Rabbanim do to strengthen this prohibition?
Midoraisa, what is it?
Midoraisa, it's a prohibition on the woman to get married.
Okay.
That's all it is.
How do you say it?
Yesh Zika? No! Yavama Lashok. That's how you say it. You don't use the word Zika. That's the confusing part here, is because you're trying to use the same word. That's why I said in Webster's it's two separate translations. And either use translation A or you use translation B. Do not mix the two. Biblically speaking, a woman has a prohibition to get married. And the Yavam has a mitzvah to release her or marry her. But it's no marital relation now. No strong relation now, biblically. Came to Rabbanan and either did add or didn't add strength to this relationship. And that's the machlokes of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika.
What got them to argue with that?
What do you mean? What got them to add?
What bothered them?
I tried to speculate before. I don't know. I would think that people weren't taking this prohibition seriously. So maybe they decided to put teeth into it rabbinically. I don't know. I don't know. Or it's a gzeira. If you can marry a chayes to kukasa, you might marry a chayes ishtai. I don't know. I don't know what drove the Rabbanan if you hold Yazika. But the machlokes Yazika and Yazika is a rabbinic argument. Nobody argues in the Chumash. The Chumash says if a guy dies, he has no children, she can't get married. That's all the Chumash says. The Chumash doesn't say you can't marry her mother. The Chumash doesn't say you can't marry her daughter. The Chumash doesn't say you can be made for an Adarim. The Chumash doesn't say that a Chalitza Psula doesn't work. It's not all. That's not in the Chumash at all. All the Torah said is, if a guy died, he didn't have children, his wife can't get married until either the brother marries her or gives her Chalitza. Came along Drabanan, either did or didn't strengthen that. If you hold Yazika, they said, whoa, we're not going to just leave that at this. We're going to say that he has some kind of marital relationship with her, not really marriage, but some products of marriage. He can't marry her relatives as long as there's Zika. He can be made for Nadarim. He needs a strong Chalitza to remove it. And the other manner is that they left things alone. They didn't add any halachas to the biblical law of her being able to get married. That's what it is. Am I explaining myself well enough? What's your problem?
I just tried to get to the core of it. It seems like there's no basis. They just decided we have an off day today, so we'll do this.
No. Chas v'shalom. Rabbanan don't do that. They had a good reason to either add. I'm not sure what the reason was.
Okay, so I can't be better than that.
Yes, you can be much better than that. Okay.
Rabbi, my question?
Shmuel Amar.
Rabbi, my question?
Yes.
Is Zika, it means that she is now an erva, or does it mean it's a bond between the brothers and her?
I lost you on that one.
But what does the word Zika actually translate into?
Zika means bond.
So it's a bond, and it's a bond. The brothers each have a bond on her, right? Until they marry or... Right. So which one could be Mefer Neder?
That's going to be a sugya later on. So as I said earlier in the week, we'll leave Hafaris Nedarim to where the Gemara gets to it, which is on Daf, I believe, Chavtes Amid Beis.
Okay.
So, Emet Hashem, sometime in the next 2 weeks, we'll get there. Emet Hashem.
Okay, so Zika is... So Zika is both on her and on him, or them in that case.
I know what that means.
In other words, they both have an obligation to each other.
Well, the woman is not obligated. It's the man that's obligated. The woman is the... It's my colleague, it's Rishayna, but Pashtas, the woman has no mitzvah here. She is the object of the mitzvah. She's not the subject of the mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
The mitzvah of getting married is the mitzvah of the man, not of the woman. But a man can't get married unless he marries a woman. The person has the mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza, but the woman can't... He can't do Yibum or Chalitza unless there's a woman involved here, right?
So the proper thing to say is that Zika goes from a man to a woman, but not from a woman to a man.
I don't know what that means.
Did she marry Israel? Well, she can't marry her Israel. Well, she can't get married at all until he does something first. All right, so it's a one-way street, really. The obligation of Zika is only from him to her.
I love Kamina.
No, not Kamina.
But you can't get married anyway, so my love Kamina.
Right. Okay, thank you.
She's the one that does the chalitza. He's the recipient of chalitza. You know, we talk about the man doing chalitza. He doesn't do. He's there when she does chalitza. He receives the chalitza. Just as an aside.
We always say a man has a choice.
He can do yibum or he can do chalitza. He doesn't do chalitza. He can do yibum or receive chalitza.
Other than based enforcing her, she has a choice. She can decide, I don't care if I give him chalitza or not. And he says, but I want to marry somebody else or a sister or something. In other words,
is she mechuyev? Sorry?
Is she mechuyev to do chalitza?
I'm trying to answer your question. There's a woman 92 years old, and her husband dies without children, and her brother-in-law wants to do chalitza, and she says, leave me alone, I'm not interested, I'm never getting married anyway. I don't mind remaining this way. I don't want chalitza. From Cyprus says, we do not force her to give chalitza. However, she's hurting her husband's neshama because closure in Shemayim requires chalitza. But that has nothing to do halachically. Halachically speaking, the woman can say, I'm not interested. It doesn't restrict the man. He stays married to his wife. He can do whatever he wants. But unfortunately, the deceased neshama will be lacking the closure that chalitza provides, which is kabbalistic, not brought in the Gemara. But halachically speaking, the Chassam Sofer paskens, others argue, but the Chassam Sofer paskens, that we don't force the woman to give chalitza. I had this story. It happened to one of my relatives. The woman was in her 80s. She had zero interest in chalitza. She's not interested. She's not interested. She's not getting married. She's happy to stay the way she is. She didn't want to do chalitza. And they paskin with this Chassam Sofer. You can't force her to do chalitza.
But their parents will not be interested.
What?
Her parents will not
commit, that's right. But enough to me, can she get married? The answer is no, but she doesn't care. She's not planning to get married.
How about things like
Mayfair and Darrell? When was the last time you had a husband cancel his wife's netter?
No,
I'm asking you, when was the last time it happened?
What for?
When you asked the practical enough to me, that was not as that.
No, there are other things. Elisha, something could come up, right?
Yeah. It's not practical today, if that's what you worry about. Not that I can think of.
Should we ask that guy, Zaleski, what's his name? Who's the guy that's real smart with the prince?
Right away.
Is he related?
Can we learn? Can we learn?
My son-in-law learned with this woman, the same one?
Don't take my right. But Shmuel Amar. Echad Chaylitz L'Kulam. And Shmuel says, no. Chalitza Psula is okay. Reuven can give Chalitza to A's wife, to B's wife, to C's wife, because Chalitza Psula removes everything. Zuck's Rashi. No Rashi. Now, let me explain the Gemara's next question.
He just basically argues on that it can remove the Zika. That's
what?
Not so strong.
Well, no, the Gemara says he holds, he's going, it's interesting, Shmuel holds Yazika, but he's going in the Mandama Ezika. And Rab holds Ezika, and saying it according to the Mandama Yazika. So they basically agree to each other, except one is explaining what would happen if you hold Yazika, and Shmuel is saying what would happen if you hold Ezika.
Why Shmuel be saying that the Ezika?
No, because the Gemara doesn't say that. So we'll leave it for the Gemara, and you'll ask me over there. Now, there's a problem here, and I want to explain this problem, and I want to take a few minutes because it's a little bit needs explaining. I mean, it's like Shmuel said it other halacha. Shmuel said another halacha. Somewhere else. He said that whenever you have a choice to do chalitza, we want the best chalitza we can get. And we don't want a secondary chalitza when we can get a stronger chalitza. Where did he say it? As follows. two sisters fell l'chalitza. Similar case. Two brothers were married to two sisters. They both died. And they each had a co-wife. And there's only one brother. One brother alive. Right? So we'll have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Rashi, the Gemara uses Reuben and Shimon, so let's... Okay, let's just say, you have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Shimon die, and they left wives and their sisters. Right? And they also left co-wives. So Reuben had two wives, Shimon had two wives. One of them, one of Reuben's wives and one of Shimon's wives were sisters. Then they had co-wives. I hope I'm explaining myself. Reuben was married to two wives. Shimon was married to two wives. They both died. Levi, the sole Yavam here, he has to give chalitza to both. Because biblically, he can do Yibam to one or the other. Right? He can only do Yibam to one, but he can do one Yibam to one or the other. It's the Drabonon. Achayitzu Kekase is only Drabonon. Biblically speaking, he can do Yibam to any one of the two. Rabbinically, he's not allowed to do Yibam. So, you know, Shmuel says he should give chalitza to the co-wife, not to the sister. Because to the co-wife, even though Rashi's explaining it like the maskana of the Gemara, we're going to see the Gemara has to work that way. Even though the co-wife is also prohibited in Yibum, because you're not allowed to be miyabim saras achoy zikukasai, you can't be miyabim the co-wife of a sister of a zikukasai, but it's a weaker iser compared to the sister herself. Again, Reuben died and left two wives. Shimon died and left two wives. One of Reuben's wives and one of Shimon's wives are sisters. And, therefore, they're aser to Yibum because they're achayis to kukasai, each one. Reuben can't, and Levi can't be miyabim the other wife either, because there's an iser called saras achayis to kukasai. The co-wife of the sister of the Zikasai is also Aser. But it's a weaker Iser. The sister is a stronger rabbinic Iser, and the co-wife of the sister is a weaker rabbinic Iser. So Shmuel says, give the Chalitza to the one with the weaker Iser of Yibum. Give your best Chalitza you can give. Because you can't do Yibum to either of the two.
Again, can't even, well, there's no only, so yeah, you can connect to two. Is that what you can't? If you marry, if you want, if you zakuk to one, one is zakuk to you, and when you married, then you, I said, is that,
that's rabbinic.
That's not chalitza.
No, that's Yibum. But he can't do Yibum. Why can't he do Yibum to either Reuven's wife or Shimon's wife? Why can't Levi be Mayabim Reuven's wife or Shimon's wife? And what's wrong in picking one sister? That's rabbinic. Biblically, there's no such thing. Rabbinically, he can't do Yibum. Now, not only can't he do Yibum to the sisters, he can't do Yibum to the Sarah of the sisters either. But that's a weaker Isser. It's a one removed. It's because he can't do Yibum to the sisters, they answered the Tzara as well. To second level, Zuck Shmuel, Levi, don't give Chalitza to the sister. Give Chalitza to the Tzara. It's a lesser Isser. We want the best Chalitza we can get. So pick, if you're going to do Chalitza to, not to the sister, do it to the second wife. Because that is a weaker Isser than the sister. I mean, Shmuel is telling me, give it your best shot. Always give your best shot. Not because Chalitza Psula doesn't work, but if you have a choice to give a stronger or a weaker, give the stronger. If you don't have a choice, give the weaker.
Then you would have to give Chalitza to both the two wives that are non-sisters.
Well, they're from different houses. He would give Chalitza to the co-wife of Reuven and to the co-wife of Shimon. But he shouldn't give Chalitza to the sisters because that's a strong... Give your best shot. That's what Shmuel says.
Why can't he do Yibum there?
because they're achaytu kukasai. And there's an issa tsaras achaytu kukasai. Not only can't you marry the sister of your zika, but you can't marry her co-wife either.
That's a lower drabana then.
That's a secondary drabana, correct.
So why is it better to do...
Better, it's still because of the two, which is the worst issa?
The
sister. So go to the lesser issa. It's a better chalitza when it's done to the one that's lesser usher in yibum.
But is that making it satisfying the daraisa for everybody then?
Why not?
Because
the daraisa, there's no problem with zika. Who cares? You can do yibum to anybody with daraisa.
So maybe she's still stuck. No, she's not. I mean, she's doing chalitza to tzara.
Absolutely. But Shmuel's halacha is, give it your best shot. You don't have to do more than one chalitza, but give it the best shot. That's Shmuel's halacha. If you have a choice of doing a better or a weaker, we want you to do the better.
Aren't you still going to have to do two chalitza?
No, we won't, because Shmuel does not hold chalitza psula has to have them both. Shmuel does not agree to Rav with this chalitza psula business.
Four wives, you
still
have to do two, right?
Yes, one from one house and one from the other house.
If he did the sister, wouldn't he just have to do one?
Why?
But the other one's a sister of his...
It's family. Only rabbinic. Biblically, it's still there.
The sister of your chalitza is only rabbinic.
Yes. So Shmuel says, I'd like to explain this. Shmuel says, you give it your best shot. Our problem here is, back to our case. There were three brothers. Reuben died. I'm sorry, A died, and then B died. Why are we saying that Reuben can give chalitza to B's wife? If there's another brother here, he's the better shot. Because it's not his achayz chalitza. Shmuel said, one brother can give chalitza to all three. Our problem is, we understand why he can give to one, and we understand why he can give to three. Because Shmuel does not hold a weaker chalitza doesn't work. He holds weak chalitza is good enough. But our problem is, why does the second one, why are we letting Reuven give chalitza to the second brother's wife? The other brother's available, and to him, there is no rabbinic yisurim. And to Reuven, there is a rabbinic yisur, a bachayitz chalitza. Doesn't Shmuel say, give it your best shot? Isn't Shimon a better shot than Reuven? That's the Gemara's kasha. Shmuel does not hold that a chalitza psula doesn't work. He agrees that a chalitza psula works. Because he's going like the man with his ain zika. His problem is, Reuven died. I'm sorry, A died. Reuven gave chalitza. B died. Shmuel says, Reuven can give chalitza to B's wife. Hold. It's his achayz chalitza. To Shimon, she's nothing. Why are we letting Reuven do it when we have a better option? Now, once Shimon does B, and then C dies, Shmuel holds, only one brother has to do it. They're equal. Nobody's better than the other. And you only need one. He doesn't agree to Rav that we chalitzas need both. But to the second one, we had a choice of somebody who has not encumbered by any rabbinic yisurim, and one that is. And doesn't Shmuel say, give it your best shot? You're not giving it your best shot.
Maybe it still works anyway.
But Shmuel says he can do it. I'm not asking if it works. Talk to Gemara.
Why is the Torah different than the original?
This is a big problem. That's what the next week's Gemara is going to be about. Why is the Torah weaker than the sister? Because it's a second stage. It's one removed. Again, it's all rabbinic. By side, don't mix biblical and rabbinic. Rashi, Zavin Gemara, Frak the Gemara, Michti, Shemina Leila Shmuel, the Amar Chalitza Ma'al Yabina. You need your best shot. The Amar Shmuel said, Cholitz La'achyoiz, Loi Niftaru Tzaris. Talk to Rashi, Shtei Achya Shinaflu Lefan of Mishnei Achim. Two sisters fall from two brothers. Cholachas Tzurasa Ima. Everybody has a co-wife. The chalitz la'achyos loy niftu tzareseya. He gave chalitza to the sisters. The tzares are not pater. Hayav yibayil yivumi le'matzi. Can't do yibum. Ella, Yachlitz Litzaris, the Yiftur Achyas, Zakrashi, the Avagav the Tzaris Nami Haviboy Lahavim Yavim, even though he can't do Yibum to them anyway, so what difference does it make? Milkali Sura Mishal Achyas, to lighter Isser, to step removed. Hilkach Av Chalubatz Chutzasam, Mishubachas Mishal Achyas. Vachim Mefarshu, come on. Rashi is cheating, he's telling you the Maskana of the Gemara. That the reason we say sisters are tzaras are better than sisters is not because tzaras are permissible. It's because it's a weaker iser. It's one step removed. So it's up to Gemara, heichid dekai mechalitza the shim mechalitza ksheira. When Shimon can do a perfectly good chalitza. Chalitza Ruben chalitza psula? We should let Ruben do a weaker one? Maskim that if you only have weak options, only one has to do it. But over here you have a strong option. And Shmuel told us, whenever you have a strong and a weak, go with the strong. Dr. Gemara, you're right. My echad chalitz lekulon, the kamer amtsois. What does it mean? Echad chalitz lekulon doesn't mean all three. It means that Lev, the third one's wife, only has to have one chalitz. Practic Gemara about kulak tamar. It says all. Dr. Gemara, Kivan the Ruba Gabe Kari Kulak. He's getting two out of three, so we say all. Rashi, Hega the Kai Machalitza the Shema Khalitza Kshera. Lachlis Nishniya Shula the Khalitz Yeshai. He didn't do Khalitza the first one. Khalitz or Ruben Khalitza Psula bit me a question mark. Ruben Shakhalitz Rishaina. The Havi Hachachalitz Khalitzasai. So now, the second one is Chachayitz Chalutzasa. But look how it's a Maui. It's not a strong one, kid of Shimon. It's not as good as Shimon's. The Zika Great is he. Because Shimon's is pure. Not touched by any Yisura. So why are we letting Reuben do all three? Reuben should do one. Shimon should do the other. The third one, one is enough. Shmuel doesn't hold. You have to double up. But when you have an option of a good one, Shmuel says you have to use the good one. And for the Gemara, I'm sorry. Kloimar, Hashlishis. La'achar shechol Shimon l'shniya shi'al shneyam, achayis chalutza. After Shimon did chalitza, so now both of them are after, shneyam shavimba, v'kasavar, chalitza b'sula, ain't shi chalau zeh chalach. Kivin de rubi gabeiz, akrashi, shachayis l'shlishi chalos l'beiz. The reason we say kulon is two out of three is arrived, so we say kulon, yes.
Earlier, there's a preference that the Bechor should do it also. So how do you know which
we're not getting involved in that now.
Which preference is better?
No, it's not a preference here. Shmuel is saying that if you don't have the better one, it doesn't work, rabbinically. Shmuel is insisting that you do the better one. Not a preference. It's an insistence. Not a chachilim b'diyah. He's insisting on that. So I want to, again, take a moment to explain the difference between what Rav said and what Shmuel said. Rav said a weak chalitza cannot work by itself. Shmuel never said that. Shmuel said, if you only have options of weak chalitzas, then weak chalitzas work by itself. If you have an option of a better one, then the weak one doesn't work. It's a different svara. Shmuel would never require both to give chalitza. If this is all you have in front of you, that's what you do. Rav said, no. You have, if it's weak, you need both. Shmuel saying, if it's weak, one is enough. But Shmuel said another halacha. Never are you allowed to use a weak when you have an ability to do a strong. When you have no option, you have no option. But when you have an option, you must use the strong. So we hear, A's wife died, Reuben gave chalitza. B's wife died, Reuben is going to be a weak chalitza because it's achayitz chalitza, and to Shimon it's going to be a strong chalitza. Why in the world does Shmuel say that Reuben can give chalitza to Shimon's wife, to B's wife? And the answer is he didn't mean that. He meant to Levi's wife because then both are equal and that one is only necessary.
Anyway, does Rav agree to Shmuel for this situation?
No.
Why?
Why yes, why not? We don't know.
We don't know what he would call.
We don't know. We can't make it up. Again, Rav just said weak chalitzas need more than one. Rav didn't say that you have to use the strong, and if not, it doesn't work.
But in concept, he would agree that it's a stronger chalitza.
That's a fact, yes. Mitzvah, Shabbat, have a good Shabbos. Sunday morning, 6:30.